So we have these unsavory fellows, these unruly people, Haner Ber Yoni, the Haver that lived in Abba Chilkiah's neighborhood. Abba Chilkiah's approach was, let me daven for them to die. His wife decided, no, we have to daven so that they do true shuvah. And that's what happened. She davened, v'ahadru, they did the shuvah. Asks the Marsha, how could you? How could a person daven for somebody else? The Gemara says, Hakoyel b'dei shemayim. Everything is in Hashem's hands except for ruchnius. Chutz m'yira shemayim. That's in a person's own hands. He has bechira to choose which path he follows. Toiv or ra. He said toiv yetzahor. Mitzvah saveris. Nobody can compel. Nobody can make that choice for you. How can the Gemara say, we'll daven for somebody else to do teshuva? Isn't that essentially a contradiction to the concept of bechira? Free will given to that person. Now, of course, says the Marsha, when we say, Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasech, we daven that Hashem should bring us back to Him, that's certainly okay. That's within the realm of Bechira. We chose to daven. Tefillah is a means to achieve a result. When you get up and you daven, you are choosing to use that means, to use that method and tool to achieve results. You're asking Hashem to help you back to Him. Not only that, says the Marsha, at that point you can include others as well. Because you realize you don't say, Hashem, bring me to you. We always use Lashon Ravim in Tefillah. Chaneinu me'itcha, achzireinu. So Marsha says, because once you have yourself in mind, you can include others as well. It doesn't explain. I was thinking perhaps based on the words of the Talmud Devarah, you can understand that very well, because he says, Kol Yisrael Rebim Zeh B'Zeh means that all Jews are mixed in with each other. Means every Jew contains a chelik of all the other Yidden. All the neshamas are sort of intertwined. So when I daven to Hashem, bring me back to you, bring me to do teshuva, it's not only myself as an individual, it's all the other parts that are within me as well that relate to other Jews. Right? So my teshuva will benefit everybody else as well, who are connected to my neshama, so to speak. So perhaps that's the pshat, v'achzireinu. It's primarily focused on myself, but myself and anything else that's connected to it, that needs me to do teshuva. But in any case, it's a personal tefillah. It's not really a tefillah directed at somebody else. So, back to the question, how can he daven, or how could she daven for these neighbors? How can you do a tefillah that somebody else should behave? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, writes, you're right. It's not a tefillah that Hashem should actually bring that person to the Yeshuva. Rather, you're asking Hashem to make it easier for him, to remove some nisyonos, some difficulties, some obstacles in his way to teshuva. You know, not every nisyon is equal. Getting up in the morning to daven, for some people, isn't a big deal, but it's still nisyon. It's 80-20, 80 in favor of the mitzvah. You have nisyon, which is very difficult. Go outside, things to look at. Shmir Sina, it's 80-20 the other way. Not every nisayon is created equal. It's not equally balanced. Well, the more difficult it is, the more schar a person gets, of course, but the tefillah perhaps is, says Ramosha, to make it a bit easier. Turn it from 80-20, which evidently he's not being successful at, make it 50-50. Make it 80-20 in his favor. Of course, it's still given to Bechira. It's still given to free will. But alleviate the conditions. Ease the circumstances. That's what the tefillah is about. But ultimately, it's still that person's bechira. Or, says Ramosha, Hashem, please avail him to words of inspiration. Send him individuals who will inspire him, be ma'ir him, bali musa, who will try to get him back on his track. So ultimately, it's that person's decision. You're not really taking away the bechira. You're just asking Hashem to modify the circumstances, which will perhaps facilitate a proper bechira. The Chaz Oynish has a world famous chiddush. It's actually in Chumash and Dvarim. He says, listen to this. There's no stira to bechira, because who's davening? Who's making this tefillah that the person should do teshuva? It's being expressed by a Baal Bechir. Reuven, who is a Baal Bechir on his own, is making that tefillah for Shimon. So the influence is coming through a Baal Bechir, through Reuven, who has free will. So even though it's affecting Shimon, who is a different person, but it's being generated by a Baal Bechir, and therefore he says, it's still within the realm of Bechir. He says, Reuven and Shimon are really one. It's kulam ki ish echad. All Jews are like one person. So it's almost like saying that Reuven's Bechira is really Shimon's Bechira. And therefore he says, Reuven could daven for Shimon, and it's still considered the Bechira of Shimon. Tremendous chiddush of the Chazanish. You know, the Maral says, and so ultimately, Lamaisa, what happened? His wife davened, and they did the Shuva. They didn't have to die. They were recreated in a different way. It turned from bad to good. Maral says that the Nusach HaTfila also means as such. When we say, V'lamalshinim alti sikva, should be no hope to the malshinim. Kerega yeveidu. Mehira yikaresu. Says the Maral, Chas v'sham, we don't mean to say that the people we destroyed, Rishon will be killed, the Jew, to my Jewish Rishon, they should be decimated. It means that the Ra, the negativity within them, the Ra, that should be Nesapich. That should be Kirega Yevedu. That should be Meheri Karesu. Not the person, Chas v'sham. You know, we have the same Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud, between Rameir and his wife, Bruria. Same story, there were Beryoni, these unsavory people, these violent people in the neighborhood, and they were harassing Rameir. Rameir decided he's going to daven, they should die. And his wife says, no, daven, that they come back. And she brought him a ride from a pasuk. David HaMelech says and tell him, Yitamucha to'im et min ha'aretz. Urushoim ma'id enam. Two ways to learn. You could daven that the chatoim, the sinners, and the urushoim die. No, she says. Take a look at the pasuk. Take a close look at the word. Does it say Yitamuchoitim? The people? No, it says Yitamu Chataim, the chait, the transgressions, the masim should stop. But Loichoitim, the people should stay, should live on forever. They should do tshuva. In fact, that's what happened there as well. She davened, and they did the tshuva. So apparently this is an ongoing debate between husbands and wives. The husband takes on a more strict approach. These people don't belong living. They don't deserve it. Let's go. Goodbye. And the Nashim, the Gemara says elsewhere in Megillah, I think, Nashim Rachmani Yisheim. Nashim have that added compassion. He says, what do you mean? I'll make it personal. It's not the person. The person's gevaldik. It's just, some things have to be corrected. Get out the chet. Get out the avera, and suddenly you'll see the beauty of that person, the beauty of that Jew, shining forth.